This is Fresh Air. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new album by Mahalia Jackson called Moving On Up a Little Higher. It contains 22 never-released tracks from the 1940s and 50s, when Jackson became the most famous gospel singer in the world.
In the 50s and early 60s, even music dabblers knew that Elvis Presley was rock and roll, Ray Charles was soul, and Mahalia Jackson was gospel. The latter two were a particularly apt king and queen because Ray Charles infused gospel into rhythm and blues to produce soul, and New Orleans native Mahalia Jackson brought enormous blues inflection and passion to gospel. She's a clear church music descendant of Bessie Smith. Sadly, Jackson left this world behind in 1972 at only age 59, and by the time I began to listen to her seriously about a decade later, both Jackson and gospel in general had faded almost off stage in American music. She spent much of her career on Columbia Records, and certainly by the second half of her tenure there in the 60s, her voice and expressive rapture had diminished. It was possible to have the heretical thought, was Jackson most famous because she championed Martin Luther King Jr. and civil rights and was richly entertaining on TV? The new Moving On Up a Little Higher, produced and selected by gospel authority Anthony Halbert, banishes that thought to the outer darkness.
Dark was the night and cold the ground.
This version of the venerable church tune was done at a rehearsal in Mahalia's home in Chicago in 1955 and preserved in archivist William Russell's jazz collection. This is more evidence that, as Halbert has argued, the recording studio is not the most inspirational environment for Mahalia Jackson. Besides the rehearsals, Moving On Up a Little Higher includes radio and television broadcasts, concerts in a church and a high school, and 9 selections from Jackson's performance at the 1957 Newport Jazz Festival, which sails above and beyond any Mahalia on stage I've heard.
You know, I'm really a church singer, and I may have this rock and roll, but I got to feel this thing. I got to get to be a part of me, you know? Hallelujah. Well, let's keep our hand on the plow. Thank you so much. Hold on, hold on, keep your hand on the plow, hold on, hold on, oh yes, hold on, oh yes, keep your hand on the plow, hold on. Mary had 3 lengths of chain, and every length was in but Jesus' name. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. When I get to heaven, go sing and shout. Be nobody there to put me out. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. Hold on.
As Mahalia says later in the show, she's pretty exposed on that stage, without a band or a chorus humming behind her. She did have the advantage of the perfectly attuned piano accompaniment of Mildred Falls, part of the holy trinity of piano backers, the others being Clarence Williams with Bessie Smith and Johnny Johnson with Chuck Berry. As Hallbutt notes, Falls was the only one who could cope with Jackson's slippery rhythms and cadence. The standout of the Newport show, and maybe the whole collection, is the unmatched rendition of Move On Up a Little Higher that reveals not only Jackson's irresistible power, but also her oceanic tenderness.
You know, I'm going outside, seen in Beulah. I'm a march all around God altar. I'm a walk, never get tired, long. I'm a fly and never falter. I'm a move on up a little higher. I'm gonna meet old man Daniel. Then I'm gonna move on up a little higher. Yes, I'm gonna meet Paul and Sala. I've got to move.
As the ruler of her music style, Jackson had one serious disadvantage over Elvis and Ray Charles. They recorded their best work for labels that kept the records available to new audiences. In the 40s, with her voice and spirit as pure as they would ever be, Jackson recorded extensively for Apollo Records, which has been out of business as long as Mahalia has been gone. The Apollo records are eternally tricky to find. But rejoice! Moving On Up a Little Higher is now the most varied and fundamental introduction ever for the Queen of Gospel.
Milo Miles reviewed the new Mahalia Jackson album, Moving On Up a Little Higher. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be playwright Terrell McCraney and filmmaker Barry Jenkins, who grew up in the same housing project in Miami, raised by mothers addicted to crack. Their new movie, Moonlight, draws on their stories. It's about a boy coming of age in that housing project who's quiet and introverted and bullied by other boys who assume that he's gay. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Thea Chaloner. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.